Heather Winesett is with me by phone. Heather is a Duluthian who is instrumental in organizing the CHUM Christmas breakfast. I'm not even sure, Heather, exactly what you call it, but I think most people, listeners, probably know about CHUM. But first, yeah, tell us a little bit about CHUM and how this event came to be.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on today, Katya. So I guess two things. We serve both at CHUM and at the Steve O'Neill Apartments, which are kind of transitional housing for people who have been, families who have been unhoused and are recently housed, and they can stay there for up to a year. So we kind of have two arms to our project. But it all started about 16 years ago when a friend of mine named Katie decided that she wanted to volunteer on Christmas morning, and she called around, and there was really no opportunity for a family to volunteer on Christmas morning. And so she and her family put on the first breakfast at CHUM that year. They cooked, I think, in the CHUM kitchen for about 4 hours, making omelets for each individual who was staying overnight at the shelter. And then they enjoyed it so much that they decided to go back the next year. And she kind of solicited items from various people, again, put all the egg bakes together in her kitchen and kind of went down there. But over the years, it sort of grew, and I took it over, took over coordinating the program about 10 years ago. And at that point, we had so many volunteers and so much food that I was looking for other opportunities to serve. And so we went up to Steve O'Neill, and now we serve a Christmas breakfast up there as well.
Wow. And so how, so we were there, just full disclosure, our family was there singing, and so we get to watch what happened. And it seemed to me like there was a lot of homemade food. Where does all that come from?
Yeah, so when I took over for Katie as the coordinator, I felt a little bit overwhelmed. And so I invited two of my very good friends to help out. And they reached out to their friends. And gradually, egg bakes appeared and decorations appeared. And so between the three of us, we just reached out to a lot of people we knew. And what we found is that people just really want to help. They just don't know exactly what to do.
Right.
And so if you can give them just a job, people are super happy to make, you know, an egg bake and buy a few pairs of socks to support this effort.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then how do you have to sort of reach out to the homeless community, or how does that work? I mean, it just seemed like people know to come there, and you had people streaming in for the whole, you know, for a couple hours there. That was a lot of people that were enjoying themselves and having a good meal. So how is that, does that part just come easily because CHUM is already a center, or how does that work?
I think that's definitely grown over the last few years too. Kind of my goal for the Christmas morning breakfast is to really make it feel joyful and celebratory. And, you know, I just think there's not enough of that in the life of somebody who's unhoused.
Yeah.
You know, and so as we did that, I think the people at CHUM really saw that, and they kind of relaxed some of their rules on Christmas morning. So occasionally there are people who aren't allowed to come into CHUM because of past behavior or substance issues or whatnot.
Okay.
And on Christmas morning, they relax those rules a little bit.
Yep.
And I think reached out to people who normally wouldn't be allowed to come in, and they just let everybody come in that morning because it's such a great atmosphere.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten, I mean, I saw people having a good time, but have you ever gotten any specific responses that are worth noting here from either volunteers or people who come in to have their breakfast?
Yeah. I mean, every year there's something great. This year, the thing that really stuck with me is one of the gentlemen who was volunteering with us for the first time was talking to me in the kitchen as we were cleaning up. And he said, you know, my family's gone through some big transitions this year. This is my first Christmas alone. And I really just wanted something, you know, this coming here to volunteer today was as much for me as it was for the people that we're serving. And just, you know, really illustrated to me kind of the power of this, that we're all a little bit hurt and we're all a little bit wounded. And we all also have a little bit of light and love in our heart. And we just need to see all those pieces of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And is there anything specific that churches do for this? I know CHUM is one of the, it's an acronym, and it is a church group, technically. I mean, how does that part fit in?
We're actually our own 501c3.
Okay.
So our project is called Feeding Hearts for the Holidays.
Okay.
And so we currently serve, it's a community breakfast. Anybody is welcome.
Yeah.
We currently serve it at CHUM and Steve O'Neill. We have in years past reached out to the Young Moms Program with the YWCA. We may have some outreach in some other places in the future. So churches aren't, you know, an integral part of this. I will say that my congregation, Gloria Day, does a fantastic job of helping to support each year.
Yeah.
With some groceries and things like that. But that's really the only church that is regularly involved.
Okay. And how many people do you serve? Do you have an estimate?
Yeah, I'd say between the two locations, we serve somewhere between 300 to 400.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad we were able to say that on the air, because I think listeners will be really impressed with that. And that's how my sense, too. Like, this was it was more than just a few people coming to this. And also, hand out these bags with what's in the bags.
Yeah, so every year we try to have some gift bags for folks, and they're really items that are designed to maybe ease your life if you're spending a lot of time outside in the cold winter months up here in Duluth. So there's hand and foot warmers, a couple of warm pairs of wool socks. Yarn Harbor rounds up all their knitters, and we get usually a 100 or 200 knitted hats from them.
Wow.
Hats for everybody. Candles, lighters, some easy to reheat food, some energy dense food. I'm trying to remember what else is in there. Some batteries to power headlamps and things like that.
Yep.
So really just try to make some stuff that they could use. And then we also, in the last few years, we also have to-go containers available at the front. So if people have friends that weren't able to make it in or that aren't allowed into the shelter, they can pack up a to-go box for their friend or for themselves for later in the day.
Yeah, one thing I really loved about, it seems like a buffet where abundance really is the message, and people can take whatever they need, as much as they want. They can take some home with them. Is that part of the intention, is it not?
Yes, that is absolutely the intention. When Katie handed over coordination to me, she sort of jokingly said, you know, they eat with forks all year. I don't want to have them use forks on Christmas Day. You have to give them forks and spoons.
Oh,
and
you do.
And I took that really to heart and thought, I want them to feel like, you know, they are at the best Christmas breakfast at their own house. That, you know, kind of the magic of Christmas morning that we all read about in children's books, where you come downstairs in the morning and there's this bountiful breakfast and gifts and joy and love.
Yes. And people, it seems like people were coming, other families were coming that weren't unhoused, and but they also were just coming to eat breakfast with people. Is that something that's welcome too?
Absolutely. And that's actually one of the guidelines that I give the volunteers who sign up with us. If you're not doing something in the kitchen, I want you to grab a plate and sit down and meet some people, make some connections, have a conversation, hear a story. You know, just so that we all realize that we are all part of this community together, and there's not a hierarchy here. We're all people.
I'm speaking with Heather Winesett. She's the organizer of the CHUM Christmas Breakfast. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think we'll just call it Feeding Hearts for the Holidays.
Feeding Hearts for the Holidays, yes.
Yeah.
And as a full disclosure, I am an interviewer that would love to have something like this at Two Harbors, and hoping that it will spark some interest in our community as well. And so thank you so much, Heather. Is there anything else that you want to leave us with before we sign out?
No, I love the idea of expanding this effort. That's why we kind of left it open-ended in the name, Feeding Hearts for the Holidays. And so if people are interested, I'd welcome visits to the website, and you can send me an email, and we can all think together about how we can spread this joy to more people.
Well, you definitely could be just excellent advisors for us. So I think you will be hearing from us. Thank you so much, Heather, and have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks, Katya.
All right, bye-bye. That was Heather Winesett again, the organizer of Feeding Hearts for the Holidays. Could we do something like that at Two Harbors? Let's start talking about it now while we have time to think about it and plan.